AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The subway system in Brussels and other parts of the Belgian capital will remain closed.
The National Security Council in Belgium decided to extend the highest state of alert into Monday as they try to hunt down one or more suspected militants.
The AP's Frank Jordans reports there are fears in Brussels of a Paris-like attack. Some streets in Brussels are closed off and police are loudly telling people to stay away. One suspect in the attacks in France was last seen crossing into Belgium. Meantime, in France, police issued a new appeal to identify the third attacker who was killed in the attacks at the National Stadium in Paris more than a week ago. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson repeated there is no specific credible intelligence about a potential threat directed at the United States. Johnson was in New York, where police there were conducting a terrorism drill at a subway station.
Your law enforcement, national security, intelligence communities are continually on the job, continually evaluating and reevaluating our posture.
Officials in New York say the drill was planned well before the Paris attacks. The Department of Homeland Security says five Syrian refugees, a family of three and two men, turned themselves in along the U.S.-Mexico border. They were turned over to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Texas for temporary detention. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he won't rule out running for president next year as an independent.
I will see what happens. I have to be treated fairly.
On ABC's This Week, Trump said if he is treated fairly, he is fine. A Turkish Airlines jet had to be diverted to Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada because of a bomb threat. It took off from New York, headed to Istanbul. No explosives were found. The plane has moved on to Turkey. This is AP Radio News. There is a new look to the AP Top 25 college football poll.
Major upsets have caused the shuffling of teams at the top of the Associated Press Top 25 football poll. The top squad continues to be Clemson, but with Alabama now ranked second, Iowa third, Notre Dame fourth, and Oklahoma fifth. Gone from the top five are Ohio State, which is now eighth, and Oklahoma State, which falls to ninth. The sixth-ranked school is Michigan State, which beat Ohio State, followed by Baylor, OSU, Oklahoma State, and Florida. Just two teams got first place votes, Clemson with 55 and Alabama with 6. This is Jack Briggs.
There was rioting at the Mr. Ugly competition in Zimbabwe. The crowd favorite for Mr. Ugly didn't win. 42-year-old Misan Suray was declared the winner. The judges pointed out his numerous missing teeth and wide range of grotesque facial expressions. Supporters of the crowd favorite say Suray was too handsome to win and his ugliness wasn't natural. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.